Instructing Sanatana Goswami what mercy he got for so many days just sitting there in front of Lord Chaitanya, hearing all about Krishna and self-realization and how to perfect your life. So we're in the middle of this chapter, and we're on text 385. We're going to speak on way over on 397. So why don't we just all read these verses together? Nitya Lila Krishnera Sarva Shastra Kar Bhujite Na Pari Lila Kemani Nityahar. Translation. Descriptions of Krishna's eternal pastimes are in all revealed scriptures, but one cannot understand how they are continuing eternally. Drishtanta diya kahi tabi loka yadi jani Krishna lila nitya jyotish chakra pramani. Let me give an example by which people may understand Lord Krishna's eternal pastimes. An example can be found in the zodiac. Jyotish chakra surya yena pire ratri dine The sun moves across the zodiac day and night and crosses the oceans between the seven islands one after the other. Ratri dine hai shasti dhanda pariman tina sashra chai shatta pala paraman. According to Vedic astronomical calculations, the rotation of the sun consists of 60 dandas and is divided into 3,600 palas. Suryodaya haiti shasti palakramodaya se eka danda ashta dhandi prahai. The sun rises in steps consisting of 60 palas. 60 palas equals one danda, and 8 dandas comprise one prahara. Ek duitina chare prahar ashtahai chare prahar ratri devi punakshayodhai. Day and night are divided into 8 praharas, 4 belonging to the day and 4 belonging to the night. After 8 praharas, the sun rises again. Achi krishnaya lila mandala chavada manvantare brahmanda mandala vyapi pramikrami pire. Just like the sun, there is an orbit to Krishna's pastimes, which are manifest one after the other. During the lifetime of 14 manus, the orbit expands through all the universes, and gradually it returns. Thus, Krishna moves with his pastimes through all the universes, one after another. Salyashata vatsara krishnera prakrita prakash tahayachi vrajapuri karila vilas. Krishna remains within the universe for 125 years, and he enjoys his pastimes both in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Alatta chakra prase lila chakra pire sava lila sava brahmande krami udayakare. The cycle of his pastimes turns like a wheel of fire. Thus Krishna exhibits his pastimes one after the other in every universe. Janma bhaya poganda kaishara prakash kutana badhadikari mashalamantabilas. Krishna's pastimes, appearance, childhood, boyhood, and youth are all manifest, beginning with the killing of Putana and extending to the end of the Marshal Leela, the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. All of these pastimes are rotating in every universe. Kona Brahmande Kona Leela Rahaya Avastan Tati Leela Nitya Kahi Agama Puran. Since all Krishna's pastimes are taking place continuously at every moment, some pastime is existing in one universe or another. Consequently, these pastimes are called eternal by the Vedas and Puranas. Goloka Gokula Dham Vibhu Krishna Sam Krishna Chaya Brahmandagani Kahara Sankrama. The spiritual abode known as Goloka, which is pasturing land for Sarabi cows, is as powerful and opulent as Krishna. By the will of Krishna, the original Goloka and Gokula Dhams are manifest within him in all the universes. We'll repeat this after me. Ateva Goloka Stani Nitya Viha Brahmananda Gani Krame Prakatya Tahar. Somebody else? I thought we were repeating after. Somebody else want to chant it?
Atayeva Golokstane Nitya Viha.
Golokstane Nitya Viha.
Brahmanda Gane Krame Prakatya Taha.
Brahmanda Gane Krame Prakatya Taha. Ata
eva,
therefore,
Goloka Stani.
In the original Goloka Vrindavan planet, Nitya Vihar, eternal pastimes, Brahmandagane, within the material universes, Krame, gradually, Prakatya, manifestation, Tahar, of them. Translation. The eternal pastimes of Krishna are continuously taking place in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet. These same pastimes are gradually manifest within the material world in each and every Brahmanda. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur elucidates this complicated explanation of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's pastimes are always present in the material world in one of the many universes. These pastimes appear in the universes one after the other, just as the sun moves across the sky and measures the time. Krishna's appearance may be manifest in this universe at one moment, and immediately after his birth, this pastime is manifest in the next universe. After his killing of Putana is manifest in this universe, it is next manifest in another universe. Thus all the pastimes of Krishna are eternally existing both in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet and in the material universes. The 125 years calculated in our solar system to be Krishna's lifetime equal one moment for Krishna. One moment, these pastimes are manifest in one universe, and the next moment, they are manifest in the next universe. There are unlimited universes, and Krishna's pastimes are manifest one moment after the other in all of them. This rotation is explained through the example of the sun's moving across the sky. Krishna appears and disappears in innumerable universes, just as the sun appears and disappears during the day. Although the sun appears to rise and set, it is continuously shining somewhere on the earth. Although Krishna's pastimes seem to appear and disappear, they are continuously existing in one Brahmanda universe or another. Thus all of Krishna's leelas are present simultaneously throughout the innumerable universes. By our limited senses, we cannot appreciate this. Therefore, Krishna's eternal pastimes are very difficult for us to understand. One should try to understand how they are taking place by understanding the allegory of the sun. Although the Lord is appearing constantly in the material universes, his past sins are eternally present in the original Goloka Vrindavan. Therefore, these past sins are called Nitya Lila, eternally present pastimes. Because we cannot see what is going on in other universes, it is a little difficult for us to understand how Krishna is eternally manifesting his pastimes. There are 14 manas in one day of Brahma, and this time calculation is also taking place in another universe, in other universes. Krishna's pastimes are manifest before 14 manas expire. Although it is a little difficult to understand the eternal pastimes of Krishna in this way, we must accept the verdict of Vedic literatures. There are two types of devotees, the sadhaka, who is preparing for perfection, and the siddha, who is already perfect. As far as those who are already perfect are concerned, Bhagavad Gita says, Tvakvate ham pranar janma naiti mam iti sojana. After giving up this material body, such a devotee comes to me. After leaving the material body, the perfect devotee takes place in the womb of a gopi on a planet where Krishna's pastimes are going on. This may be in the universe or another universe. This statement is found in the Ujjala Nilamani, which is commented upon Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When a devotee becomes perfect, he is transferred to the universe where Krishna's pastimes are taking place. Krishna's eternal associates go wherever Krishna manifests his pastimes. As stated before, first the father and mother of Krishna appear, then the other associates. Quitting his material body, the perfect devotee also goes to associate with Krishna and his other associates. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Quite the purport. As it is said, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did his commentary on it, on such a difficult explanation of how Krishna comes here. Not only here, but he is traveling all the time with his pastimes. And as it's describing here in detail, the same as the sun is always present, but it appears like it is rising and setting. Everyone enjoys being entertained. I like to be entertained. I also like to entertain. Entertainment gives pleasure to the senses. There's so many varieties of entertainment one can have to give some pleasure to the living entity. Entertainment also, it attracts a crowd. You get something here in town that sounds really fantastic. Everyone wants a ticket for it. Everyone wants to go see it, and they'll pay whatever because the entertainment is so important to them. It's a natural thing to want to be entertained. And so early on in this movement, the devotees were encouraged by Prabhupada to somehow or other to attract crowds and to attract people to Krishna. And so being just out of the material world, and especially in the late 60s, music was the thing, and dancing and all this type of entertainment. And so the devotees immediately collected their thoughts together and thought, let's put all our talents together and make a road show. Was anyone part of that road show here? Was Pushkar? You were part of it? Yeah, I think there were some other people. Anyway, it was a pretty far out road show full of music, transcendental music. Of course, prasadam was there, drama was there, kirtan, and it attracted people. They went out, mostly on the East Coast, a little bit down the South. They didn't make it out West. I was out West, so I didn't get to take part. But it sounded like a pretty ecstatic thing. I would like for someone to tell us a little bit about it later on, if they can. But it worked. It worked. It made a lot of devotees. And we could see that Prabhupada was correct, that if we use our intelligence, we can figure out how to attract people to Krishna. And still we're trying to think that way. But Krishna had the original roadshow. He gathers up his Nitya Lila devotees, his eternal devotees, and doesn't just travel east, west, coast. He travels from one universe to all the universes during this whole Brahmanda period. He appears with his characteristics, his pastimes, his beauty, his opulences. And even to this day, we're hearing about when he came here and displayed all these things. I mean, pretty amazing that some kind of entertainment has been reigning in people's minds for 5,000 years, that they can't forget it, that when he came here, he did so many different things. That's pretty powerful, and that's Krishna. Krishna can do that. He can present himself. For him, it was one moment of time. For us, it was 125 years. But in that 125 years, it hasn't been forgotten for 5,000 years, what he did. So it is very special that we get to hear about this and to actually become attracted to Krishna. I mean, I it wasn't in my chart or any, or in my focus or in my anything to want to serve somebody when I was born, for the first, 20 years of my life. To find someone to serve, I mean, that didn't rate at all on anybody's consciousness, the thought of serving. But as soon as we heard that service to Krishna, this wonderful person, can lead to perfection, we jumped right in, right? We jumped right in and started to serve Krishna. Never thought of serving anyone, but Krishna was so worthy of that, and he displayed all these things when he came here, because he's all attractive. I mean, just like right now, people are making their plans, like he said, to go to India. Why? Because they want to go celebrate Kartik in the most holy places. So when Krishna came here, he left all these holy places, which are non-different from him. And for thousands of years, people are wanting to celebrate this in the holy, sacred place of Vrindavan, because it is so powerful on our consciousness that we can begin to remember Krishna that we've forgotten for so many millions of lifetimes. But now we can remember him just by visiting the holy places and by hearing all these pastimes that he displayed on this planet. And he is still on some planet right now doing this, killing Putin like the pastime you described here. So these sacred places are enlivening, and so we try to go regularly to visit them and become enlivened ourselves. We're very fortunate also that Lord Chaitanya has his roadshow, that he came just 500 years ago, and he brought his associates also. We can read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all of a sudden we'll say, so-and-so was so-and-so in Krishna's Leela. And so in the same way, Lord Chaitanya came here, displayed his pastimes, brought his residents and his places of pilgrimage also that he visited. I was fortunate to go on the little road show we had quite a few years ago, when Lokanath Swami arranged for the to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. And we had a camel, and we had an elephant, and we had a little carriage, and we walked in South India. I joined it for a little while. And it was a potent little program. We'd pull up into a village in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden at night, all these people would come and relish hearing about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and chanting Krishna's name and taking prasadam and seeing all the weird-looking white elephants dressed up in saris and chanting Hare Krishna. It was quite a sight. It was very exciting for us to see that Lord Chaitanya is still remembered to this day at the places he went to in South India. So Lord Chaitanya also has his little place in Goloka. He has his own little place on that planet where his pastimes are going on, just like Krishna's pastimes are going on all the time. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going along all the time. And they both have their road shows. And so they're trying to attract us all back to him. And we're seeing that Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is very attractive. Thousands of people from all over the world, every continent, are joining it because it's such a pleasurable process of reviving that consciousness. So this idea of Krishna doing this roadshow is to display his activities and all attractive opulences, and to try to change our hearts so that we want to get out of this miserable place and go back to him. And here we hear of an offer that is pretty irresistible at the very end of this purport. It says that if you become qualified, you can join the roadshow, and you can be a trainee under some of these Nityalila devotees, servants of Krishna, and you can kind of get back into your position of whatever rasa you have with Krishna. You can get super training, and then you can be qualified to go back to the spiritual world. What an opportunity. A little bit of qualification is necessary. You just have to become a perfect devotee. It's said twice in here, a perfect devotee. So we are in our basic training right now. We volunteered to come here and be under Prabhupada's supervision and get some of the basic training. We got the four rules and four regulations. We have, Prabhupada gave us our beads to chant on, gave us a holy name to get purified, and gave us a lot of service to do, which is all going to help purify us and bring us back. And we volunteered for this because we were fried trying to run after this pursuit of happiness, right? We're bored with this place. This material world is really boring when you think of it. I mean, what people have to do to entertain themselves is pretty pitiful, you know, because it is very boring. So we're now volunteering to get some basic training, get purified, learn how to serve again, learn how to be humble, how to be submissive. And Prabhupada is trying to teach us this in these bhakti programs. And in doing so, it's a very joyful process, but the senses become a little bit more pure. And then we can see that service is actually the most pleasurable thing. And it's ingrained within us. And it's just simply a matter of starting again that service. So to qualify for this roadshow, we have to become perfect. And so for tryouts, we have to get Śrīla Prabhupāda's mercy and Krishna's mercy to try out for the roadshow. That means we have to really step into this process seriously. We have to take up the chanting, which means working on the offenses. We have to get rid of all those offenses to become qualified to actually touch Krishna and contact Krishna perfectly. And we have to not miss a day of seriously taking Prabhupada's instructions to heart. That means chanting at least 16 rounds a day and following all the rules and regulations and doing everything that he said. You know, if you miss a few days, it's just a slip backwards. You know, we want to go forward. We want to qualify to become part of this roadshow. So we have to get rid of the pride, the false ego, and that requires the submission and the humility that we can develop by coming here and bowing down. I mean, when your head is held up high out of pride and you try to bow down, it doesn't work. The head doesn't hit the floor. It doesn't work. So we have to learn to bow, and our consciousness also bow down and actually really mean when we chant Hare Krishna, "Oh Lord, oh my Lord, please, please, please engage me in your service. I'm tired of trying to serve these material senses." So as we get purified, then we become addicted to Krishna. That hasn't happened to me yet, but we know that this process does work. If we do apply it, that we'll become so attracted to hearing about Krishna and to serving Krishna that the other things become less attractive. And then the mind becomes more absorbed and the senses become engaged 24 hours, you know, begging mercy around here to do some service. And then when we try out, you know, become a tryout for Krishna, usually there's a form when you want to try out for something, and there's a little asterisk, and it says required field. You have to fill out a certain thing, and you go down, you see that, oh yes, I have to put in this information. Well, the required field that we need to really make the application good is that we need the recommendations of the spiritual master. Without that, we're not going to make it. You know, we can do so much service, but we have to do the service that pleases the spiritual master. And then he can sign it. Yes, I recommend this person to be a tryout, to go to join the roadshow and to get trained and perfect their life. So this is a challenge for us, and it should become our life and soul, is to somehow or other please Srila Prabhupada. I know some people bought property here, and they bought some houses one time, and they turned on their water and they smelt something very strange. It's sulfur. Some people actually in this county, there's some bad water, and you have to buy a whole home filter. It's a filtration system that purifies your water so you can take a shower and not have to hold your nose. And it's very expensive, but you have to do it unless you want contaminated water and you want to, you know, live that way. And so in the same way, I mean, these people, they put out the money, and they do it because they want the purity. So could you imagine if we could buy an all-body filter, put it on our nose and our ears and everything so that no contamination would come in? I mean, I would pay for it. I'd pay big bucks for it, you know, to be here in the Kali Yuga and not have anything contaminating us. After all of our work, you know, working for Krishna and surrendering to Prabhupada and everything, still Kali Yuga is so contaminated that the ether, what do we hear? You know, if you go in any, you know, shopping mall or anywhere, you hear garbage, right? You go 2 minutes from here and you see billboards attracting you this, do that, do that. Everything is a contamination. The food is all contaminated. So if we could have that all body filter, it would be great. But we can't. We can't buy one, unfortunately. But there is a way. There is a way to install that filter daily by remembering Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Daily coming in front of the deities, singing the prayers of the spiritual master, the Guru Puja, praying to Prabhupada, remembering everything that he's told us to do, that is our filter. Otherwise, if we forget those instructions of the spiritual master, it seeps in. Yeah. I mean, we might think that I've got Maya under control. I mean, I've been doing this for 50 plus years. I know her tricks. I know where not to go. But she'll out-trick you every time, right? So we're not afraid enough of Maya. Prabhupada said that. We're just not afraid enough. So we have to really want this purity and realize that this is the only way, the only way is with this, the holy name. And previous acharyas have done it. They have been successful. So we shouldn't get depressed. It is possible. And they can help us. If we pray to them, they will give us encouragement. They will give us more instructions. Just like here, Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami is instructing us through his books. And so we're getting that help. We just have to be anxious to take it. And also we can pray a lot more for that mercy of the devotees. And we could work a lot harder for Krishna, giving all of our energy in this lifetime. And we can also, you know, we realize most of the people in this room, we don't have much time left in this lifetime to work on it. So we should, you know, step up the speed a little bit. But also we should encourage the younger generation and our children and the grandchildren to really take part as soon as possible, just like Prahlad Maharaj said, now is the time while you're young. Start early. Luckily, we have this nice Gurukul over here that is quite effective in keeping them pure. But Srila Prabhupada also, he gave the instruction and the desire that the children and the women especially live away from this contamination on farms, and to be, you know, kind of locked off from all this influence, which is really difficult now with internet and everything else. But I mean, I saw a picture of a infant still in diapers, and he's on his backside, and he's holding with his feet one of those little laptop things, and he's drinking his bottle with his feet up in the air, being entertained by this garbage. That young, it starts. I mean, you want to cry, you know? You see, you sit in an airport and you see the parents, you know, got to do something with the kids, so they just give them their phone, and the kids are there. 1-2 years old, you know, absorbed in whatever they can find. It's really a shame. So we should try to, at all costs, keep it abreast as long as we can for these children. You know, they're demanding their own phones and all this kind of stuff, but it's really a shame. But Krishna was so kind that he came and gave us these pastimes that we hear every day in the Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata and so many different things. And Srila Prabhupada was even kinder because he was sent to give us the Krishna book. I remember when the Krishna book arrived at the temple, we were just starting the temple in Dallas. It was 1970. And the Krishna books came, and it was during japa time, and we just like, you know, looking at the pictures and just can't wait to dive in. And it was such mercy that we get to hear about Krishna, because it's hard to love someone and it's hard to serve someone and give your heart out to someone if you don't know anything about them. That's why the devotees are so content and satisfied, because we constantly hear about the Supreme Lord. It's so satisfying to the intelligence and to the heart. We get acquainted with Krishna just by hearing these pastimes. And of course, the mercy of the deity. This mercy is also there, getting to see him face to face. And of course, the holy name, Krishna, is there, just like it says here. The temple is non-different. So we should take advantage of this, because it wakes up the soul. We have that song, Jeev Jaga, wake up, spirit soul. You've been sleeping in Maya too long. We all are in a Kumbhakarna syndrome. You know who Kumbhakarna was? Yeah, he was Ravana's brother, and he had a problem where he really liked to sleep, and not just sleep, but a deep, deep sleep. So much so that when they wanted to wake him up after his other brothers had been killed, they thought, okay, now we got to get Kumbhakarna up because he's a great fighter. What'd they do? How'd they wake him up?
Elephants.
Armies had to march on top of his body to wake him up. And sometimes, you know, we feel like that. Where, my soul, come on, can you wake up? I've been chanting for so many years. Wake up, you know, I got to hear better. The Lord Chaitanya has given us an easy process. At least it's just going on a fantastic Harinam like they did yesterday, or go to India to a wonderful retreat. The hearing and the chanting is such an easy process. We don't have to have, you know, needles and armies and things to poke us. But it's just through this simple process of the holy name to wake up that sleeping soul. So our duty is mainly that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he put our feet on the path of perfection, so we can make this journey back to the roadshow. But we have to keep our feet on that path. So we have to be very careful to be aware of Maya. And to be scared of her, because she has tricked even great personalities. Just think of Vishwamitra Muni, you know, just the sound of an ankle bell. Just think of Bharat Maharaj, thought he had it together way out in the forest, but his eyes, he saw a little baby deer, and he touched the little baby deer and cuddled it, gone. His consciousness ruined, right? Even Lord Shiva thought he had it so together. I can see Mohini Murti. I can see this form. I won't be distracted. Whoa, was he distracted, right? So who are we, little teeny baby infants in spiritual life? And we're here in Kali Yuga. So we really have to take shelter, and especially shelter of these pastimes. Memorize them, learn them, repeat them to other people, become attracted. I mean, there's so much, the Krishna's beauty, you know. I mean, we can stand here for so many, you know, we kind of have to push them in aside because they like to look at Krishna and Balaram so much, you know. So because you can see so much beauty every day, you can look deeper and deeper and see all the intricacies of the beauty and the service that's done to them. And then we can hear of, you know, his characteristics, his sassy talks with the gopis, and his playing with the cowherd boys, you know, and defeating them or even losing to them, and killing the demons. All this we cannot become more attracted to Krishna by hearing them over and over again. So if we can perfect this hearing and keep on this path of perfection, then what happens is that the road that we're on, this bhakti road, turns into a super highway. And we can take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's chanting program and sankirtan and preaching program. And it's just like a bypass. It'll go right over Kali Yuga and we won't be so affected. Krishna will be very kind on us and give us the mercy so that we can go and be part of this roadshow, which we should all be really hankering for. We should be thirsty after it to get out of this rotten material place and get really super training on how to fall in love with Krishna again. So Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful because he has come here and picked us up. He just picked us right up off the streets and gave us not just the path, but the perfect path of learning who Krishna is and his most intimate pastimes. And we can see that Lord Chaitanya displayed many of these intimate pastimes for our pleasure, and we can hear about them that only happened just an eye blink ago, just 500 years ago. It wasn't very far, it wasn't just so close. And we can go and see where he lived and where he did all these things. So it's out of his mercy that we're able to really enjoy this movement that Prabhupada started. So anyone have any comments or questions? Or if you know anything about the roadshow, I would love to hear more about it. You know much about it, Adide? I think, was Pushkar part of it? I think Mahamaya was part of it.
No, I was a devotee in Austin, and Vishnujana Swami came to Houston with the beginnings of the roadshow. Kirtananda Maharaj was with him. And they performed there in the backyard of the Houston Temple. I remember all the devotees in the roadshow had painted flowers around their eyes. That was a kind of get up. From there they traveled, I got to go with them across the south to Atlanta, and we put on a 2-day festival there, a Chaitanya festival.
Where did they go to colleges?
It was a park.
A park.
You know, it's the first time I'd ever been to Atlanta. I have no idea.
Probably Piedmont Park.
And then I had to go back, but that was my name.
They had dramas. They had dramas and preaching.
What now?
They had dramas and kirtan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's what I know about.
Soma.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing show. They called it a rock opera. And I was in Boston when they came up there in 1972. And
a little closer?
They first of all, performed like downtown in the Boston Commons, you know, and they got a crowd and they passed out a lot of flyers, but they had a really big engagement out at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. And it was, you know, a huge thing with a big stage, you know, huge sound system. And I don't know, thousands of people came to see it. And it was really amazing. The music was really good. The drama was incredible, and plus they had some preaching in it, so it was amazing.
I wonder if Krishna's pastimes are exactly the same in all the universes, because it seems like each universe is a little bit different. I'm not sure. And also, like the 125 years, I wonder if that's exactly their own calculation or our calculation.
It did say 125 years, but you probably have to calculate according to what's going on in that universe. But I have heard that there's many more volumes of literature, Bhagavatam and everything, so who knows what kind of past times. I mean, we just have a sample, so. Lots going on.
Vyasakis, she Radha Damodar Vilas, the roadshow is described extensively.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to absorb the bliss, my sister joined ISKCON in 1972 under Vishnu John Maharaj in Houston. Her name was Bhaktin Jenny. So she was, Jenny was there for a few months. And one of the biggest things going on, Jen told me, was the Hair, the musical Hair. Yeah. When that came out, the roadshow, they were there because the people wanted to keep the party going. So when they got out of the Hair program, they were there and they would chant for hours right there in front of the theater. So.
I did that in Los Angeles. We'd go at 10 o'clock at night when we got out of the play, and we were there standing there, and they go, "Oh, the Hare Krishnas," and we had a conch show. We had a conch show. We'd go around and collect donations. But it was, they loved coming out and all of a sudden seeing us there jamming.
So we go on the internet and we're hearing and watching something Krishna conscious. And then, of course, on the side, after that's done, pops up different things that are not Krishna conscious. What effect does that have? I mean, how do we see the effect when we're thinking, it's no problem, I can watch this,
Number one, I see it's a waste of time.
That's why, yeah.
But the biggest thing is a waste of time. And for that next 15, 20 minutes, hour or whatever, you've lost, you're just stepping off the path, you know, and plus the contamination that goes with it. Then you remember it later on in the day. Instead of remembering Krishna, you're remembering the garbage. It's such poison, you know. It's really poison. Okay. Hare Krishna, glory to Srila Prabhupada, glory to Lord Chaitanya, Sankatana.